Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live once again, doing it big on Lush Radio. We don't stop. We never gonna stop the music. You know what I'm saying? This whole show today is focused on your man Al Capone. You know, we don't stop the music. We can't stop the music. You know, this is how we do.
Crazy on the beat. Crazy on the beat. Crazy on the beat.
Show what you got. Girl, you got it good. Make it wobble when you walk.
Make it wobble when you walk. Make it wobble when you walk.
time, mommy.
How you doing?
I just called to say I love you.
I love you.
Dear mama, can I talk to you for a second? Let me get mine so I can help my children with their life.
Dear mama,
I wanna hold you tight. I know you do what you did just to mold me right.
Dear mama,
my world is a crazy life. Rapping on stage at night, trying to cop that flavored ice. I wanna come back home, cause the house that I live in is not my own. I wish I listened to you back in the day, cause I realize now you got so much more to say. You told me to stay in school, not to be a fool, not to be so cool.
Dear mama,
I know the life that you give is the life that you live, to be a wife with three kids. You told me get my money up. My niggas acting funny, then give them dummies up.
Dear mama,
you said get me a flock of hoes, make sure that they proper and eat at Papa Do's.
Dear mama,
see I understand now, hoes bring money.
You said don't give a damn how.
You said don't get high off my own supply. Wait till the streets is dry and hit them with them apple pies, mama. Capone, never thought you could lose. Now you in the wheelchair, now I'm singing you the blues. I'm praying a lot right now to take you out the hospital and show me how. I'm also praying to my sister, I know that she listening. Me and my brother gonna stay fresh like Listerine and hope. We will never see the jail again. Coming home to matching bins, you and our best friends. I know my daddy ain't shit. He left us on the corner trying to find him a bitch. You taught me how to shoot a gun. You say get caught with it, so I never have to run.
Dear mama,
I know I love you to death. If I had one breath, it'd be in your chest. I got a story to tell about a single parent mother who had a story to sell. Her game must be sold, never told, it's monopoly. Buy you four cars, but buy you some property. I heard everything you say. Talking to you is a blessing, now I'm on my way.
Dear daddy,
yeah, you fucked up, right? Running the streets, doing the day, staying out all night. You kinda lost your way. Back to our real estate, taking mommy kindness for weakness is what I really hate. Buying all them hoes, buying all them clothes, taking them to shows, showing them the ropes, giving them the hope that life would be great when mommy's the one that's putting the food on our plate.
Dear daddy,
you supposed to be a pimp, you supposed to be the one to show me how to break a bitch.
Dear daddy,
supposed to be a boss,
dear daddy.
You supposed to had it all,
dear daddy.
What about your other life? What about your motherfucking kids and your loving wife,
daddy?
We always wanted you there. All we needed was time, but you can never see clear. Me and King Love needed you. He was a football star, but you ain't seeing through it. Now you back on the block, you back chasing rocks with a needle in your arm. But I still got your lady charm, I keep a different color bitch posted up on every arm. You had the perfect life, my brother's mother and my mother wanted you for life. Yo daddy, I won't fight you though, I just make pretend that I don't like you ho. You just wanted fame. I look just like you, but I got my mama name.
Dear daddy,
now what am I to do? Father day at school, mommy had to come through. Show and tell, you in jail, I can never tell that. Take a child to work day, you a pimp on the track, daddy. My life is fucked up, I could blame you because you ain't show up. My brother I born had to hold us down, teaching me to rob and steal in grocery stores around the town, daddy. All your plans was fucked up, but mommy had another plan to marry her another man, daddy. She had to hustle for a living. Daddy met mommy, then we moved on a better living. Now,
When I say daddy, I mean you. I mean my new daddy, Arnold, he stayed true. This the man that taught me how to be a real G. Him and Uncle Lloyd broke it down like a whole key. So I have to say goodbye. Hope you live a good life while I live real fly. That's the way that our story goes. Our mommies was the man of the house when it unfolded. Now, daddy died from overdose. Mommy sick with multiple sclerosis. In the hospital, spirit broken. Yeah. King Love's in the army now. I'm rapping in your town. My sister's dead in the ground. Yeah. I born cut hair. My oldest two brothers is dead from an overdose. Wow. Starving Artist Record.
Black Al Capone.
Yo, who this?
It's the Dubs, man. With Locality Magazine, man, up in Kentucky.
Oh, what up, man? I was just saying, who called me from Kentucky, man? What's poppin'?
Man, it's all good, man. I'm trying to, I got this issue coming out, man. I want to get you on the cover, man, and get a story, man, so you can let people know what's going on with you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Al Capone, you know what I'm saying? You always doing it big, live in the building on Lush Radio. You know the whole main focus is on your man, Black Al Capone, you know what I mean? And I think, and I'm hoping, that's that man calling right now, yo. 713, where you at, yo?
Yo, what up? This good. It's the Black Al Capone, the Notorious Underboss over at Clover G Records with Lil Flip and 1-800-STARVING-ARTIST. But we starving for everything that's making money, baby. What's popping?
Yo, what's popping with you, big homie? You know what I'm saying? You know, I wanted to call you, you know what I'm saying? You know, we always supporting the movement, independent artists doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So how is it down there in Texas? What's going down there, yo?
Man, just got finished with the Ozone Music Awards. You already know we had Got It In out there. You know, we had a few things just pop off real quick. We had Trey and Mike Jones getting the flight out there. We had Rick Ross beat up on somebody out there, one of the DJs or whatever, catch a $2,000, $2 million lawsuit. You know how we do it. You know, we get it on the pop in the Texas. Things is doing it big. Things is doing it right. You know, we're an independent world of the capital. You know, you can make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, son. So what was the whole, like, concept of the Dear Mama and Daddy? Was you kind of angry a little bit, son? What was the deal behind Dear Mama, Dear Daddy, son?
Well, Dear Mama's was because, you know, I'm from a broken home family or whatever. And I know there's 1,000 of children is dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. Yeah, I have children on my own, but they're not from a broken home family. They got parents, you know, father, mother, grandmother, and, you know, still living to support them. But I didn't have all that. All that was my mama putting in the paint, things of that nature. I had my grandmother, you know, but at the same time, I didn't have no father. My father was supposed to be a pimp. He was supposed to have been a hustler. He was supposed to have been all that, but he never bought me a pack of Pampers. You dig what I'm saying? He was always chasing a needle or chasing selling some crack, or always trying to chase breaking a hoe on, you know, with that game. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I had to vent for my moms and let the niggas know, like, you know, I was their mama. I had to talk to her and, like, you know, let them know, like, okay, this is what it is. This is what my mother brought me to the table. My mother showed me how to piss standing up. My mother showed me how to shoot the pistol. My mother showed me how to break a bitch. My mother showed me how to get money. My mother showed me how to travel. My mother showed me how to be a man. You dig what I'm saying? Then she married another dude who trains horses for a living by the name of Arnold. And he was taking care of me since he was like, you know, 1 month older than my mama's. Shit. He took care of another man's baby. I was raised calling him daddy.
See, this is what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? African-Americans, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all and everything, but look, man, it's a lot of kids coming from broken homes, and, you know, he can relate to you because there's a lot of kids out here, you know, fathers ain't being fathers and babies making babies. If you don't want to take your responsibility as being a father, don't make babies, man, because, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of females doing two jobs, being a mother and a father. And I got to send a shout-out to all them independent mothers out here, that single mothers that's taking care of these babies and being strong and not giving up. So shout-out to you, and shout-out to Al Capone's mom, too. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my baby mamas, too, because they be holding my children a handful because they're little gangsters and gangsters. So they be running around here taking my baby mama through it. So, you know, shout out to my baby mama as well and all the baby mamas that I know and I don't know, you know what I mean? And shout out to all the mothers on that, you know, that's dealing with welfare, too, because, you know, that's a whole nother hustle, you dig what I'm saying? So what's popping off, though? You know, it's still good to do y'all radio station. I've been waiting, you know what I mean? I know my brother Sugar, he been keeping me on point. Like, Les is like, you know, I know how it is. Russ, you on your grind, you know? I got that Coast to Coast Dope Boy coming out, and, you know, I'm dropping an album called Murder for Hire the same day. Now, let me explain it to the fans out there that's listening. I got the Coast to Coast Dope Boy dropping. I got Murder for Hire dropping. They dropped the same day. Two different CDs. Two different barcodes. Keep that in mind. Always remember that. Two different album covers. Then I have two different DVDs that dropped two the same day. So I have four different products that dropped the same day. Two DVDs, two CDs, four different barcodes. You dig what I'm saying? Each DVD got a each CD got a mini DVD that's in it that's a giveaway, but then I got two special DVDs that's being sold the same day. So I got four products dropped the same day. Now, the first 50,000 customer that buys either one of the CDs get a brand new 2008 car. The first 50,000 customers that buy either one of the DVDs, the first 50,000 customer, you know what I'm saying? So let me show you, for example, if Murder for Hire, if that's the first 50,000 customer right there, he gets the car. Say if it's the first 50,000 customer off of either one of the DVDs, they get the car. Now, the runner-ups that I see, that, you know, like the first 20,000 person, I think I give away a diamond watch or a diamond necklace or something. You know what I mean? Starving artists do it.
Wow. Can I get one, son? Damn.
Hey, so I'm giving away. I'm going to make sure that, you know, my people just don't, like, going to the store and buying my album, but they don't get no get back. Because you see me on MySpace. If y'all don't, y'all holler at your boy, www.myspace.com/ the Black Al Capone. You dig what I'm saying? You can holler at your boy right there. If you want a hot 16 from me, or if you want to be want me on your DVD, or you want me doing a show in a state or a city near you, you can call my office at 713-384-2655, ask to speak to Sugar Diamonds, or ask to speak to, you know what I'm saying, Jackie or one of them at the office, and they'll direct connect you. You dig what I'm saying? And that don't work. Holla at my girl Lust over at Lust Online Radio. You know what I mean? She already, her boots always got a direct connect how to get to me and Sug. You dig? Holla back. Let me know something. What's next, Lust?
Man,
what's next?
My phone is always shutting it down, man. Hey, yo, Al, so how long you been in this rap game, homie?
Shoot, man, I've been rapping for at least 15, 20 years in the game. I done did line and broke a lot of dudes, a lot of artists and stuff like that. I came in the game a promoter, you know what I mean, promoting shows with other dudes that was getting money. You know, and then for promoting, I went into managing, rapping, as well as owning my own record store, opened up my own record store, was pumping that for a long time. Then, you know what I'm saying, I had the label on the side, had a lot of little grimy niggas coming to me talking about their swagger was correct, and, you know, let's get it on a popping. So, you know, I came in like that. Then I opened up the record store in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that's how I met Flip.
Yo, my little homie, he an R&B artist. His name is Daylon Alexander. And he from Little Rock too, yo. He out in that piece too. Shout out to Daylon Alexander. But son, what's another thing? I'm about to ask you another thing, son. Yo, what's the deal with this? I heard a rumor that you kind of smacked up T.I., man. What's the deal with that joint, son?
Well, if y'all go to my Murder for Hire CD, you know what I'm saying, it's coming out. I got a song on there answering all y'all questions out there about that situation with dude. You dig what I'm saying? Just know, man. Al Capone, rule number one, Capone never get caught with no gun. You dig what I'm saying? And if you get caught with a gun, nigga, hold your own goddamn weight. So you already know. I'm looking at it like this. Dude only got, for silencers and pistols and drugs and shit, he got a year probation and for a year in jail, a year probation, 1,000-hour community service. All right, man. You know, that's the wrong dude to be messing around with me because I take things serious. You know what I mean, Rushes? You're not going to be making...
I'm going to tell y'all cats out here, yo, when cats be talking about they living the gangster life and they doing this and hustling and all that, yo, this dude right here is not a stunting dude. This dude is a real gangster, son. All these other cats, this nigga is real. So, I mean, when y'all cross this cat's path, be aware, man. This cat is real. He don't just talk it through his raps. He actually lives the life, you know what I mean? Take care of his kids and everything, but son lived the real true gangster life. He hood. You hear me?
Because, see, the whole thing was he was beefing with Flip, and while he was beefing with Flip, that was cool. He was beefing with Flip. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But when he said he's going to do something to my kids or he's going to get it in and he's going to do it like that, it's like, shit. Soon I seen dude, you know what I'm saying? I punched him in his face and laid him down, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about T.I.'s. Y'all heard it. That's what it is, you know what I mean? Dude don't want it back.
I heard it from Al himself. T.I., you know T.I., you don't know about me. Here I stand, T.I., your man Black Al Capone knocked him out. For real, if y'all want to call in and ask him about it, but, you know, he said he got a CD, call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722, and call in and talk to your man Al Capone, man. This is a real game here, man.
I'm waiting for if the phones ain't ringing now, y'all moving too late, man. Because I ain't going to be here on this long too long. You know, I'm on the studio, I'm on the road, things of that nature. That's what it is. Y'all holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all calling at 347-826-7722. Call in, holler at your boy Al Capone, Notorious Underpaws, over at Clover G Records and 1-800 Starving Artists. Y'all holler at your girl Lush, the most prettiest girl on online radio, with the... his booty is, I heard. I can't go tell. I don't know what they know. Do they know who you are?
They
almost don't know their statue, you know what I mean? Your statue. Y'all niggas better upgrade and call on in and get your upgrade on at 347-826-7722, the hottest online radio station in America. You got your boy, the Notorious Underboss, the Black Al Capone, new albums coming to the store. Yeah, Coast to Coast Dope Boy. Double discs, double CDs, giving away cards, giving away diamonds. You can get right here now. Call in that number right now. Holler at your boy. You dig what I'm saying? Especially if you want them pretty, pretty senoritas. Holler at your boy, because you know Al Capone looking for a baby mama.
Al Capone, you crazy, son. You be wilding out, my dude. Yo, son, how many baby mamas you going to ask?
Yo. I think it's Angelina and Brad Pitt can run around the world and get babies from every place. Shit, I watch them have my cake and eat too. I just don't want the babies. Give me the mamas. You dig what I'm saying? Run around and cut
man, you crazy as hell because you know you be taking care of them babies, man.
You know what I'm saying? Run around here collecting babies. You know, I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to collect baby mamas. I got two pinky rings on my fingers that's so goddamn heavy, they make my pinky fingers have arthritis. You dig what I'm saying? So y'all niggas calling and holler at your boy, man, so you can shine the ground like me.
I'm gonna tell y'all cats, man, you know, y'all cats, you know, he ain't get money after, you know, producing these records and albums and stuff. This cat already had money. This cat already had money. This cat right here gets money. You know what I'm saying? Business entrepreneur, man, doing it real big. Hey, Al, what was your toughest thing you had to deal with as being an artist, man?
Staying out of jail. The toughest thing is staying out of jail. Why I say that? Because the niggas in the hood, they knew that I had skills as far as the fact of business. Fuck me rapping. Just the business period, I was able to put myself around the right people. And, you know, because it ain't what you know, it's who you know. You can have as much dope in the goddamn world. If you don't know the right people to get rid of the dope, all you're doing is sitting on a police case waiting for them to kick in the door. You dig what I'm saying? Real talk. You just holding weight. You know what I'm saying? You're not carrying weight. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, me is and the second thing, the biggest thing other than not going to jail, you know what I'm saying, is staying so I can be able to push the music, you know, because it's different when a nigga, you know, he's trying to sell drugs to be a rapper. I don't sell drugs to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I get out there and make a motherfucker pay me for my talent, Or if not, I take what I gotta get from these motherfuckers in the music industry in order to get what I gotta have. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm known as a bad guy. Because I ain't about to sit around here and let a motherfucker give me 12 cents a goddamn CD. Not when I know how to make $8 independently off of a CD. Shit, I ain't got to worry about a motherfucker paying me for my house payment. Fuck you paying me for my house payment, Mr. Label. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to sell it to these little dudes. They're going to give me $5, $8 a pop off these CDs. And I'm going to get rich because you figure out, you know what I'm saying, I sell 20,000 units at $8 a pop. I'm going to make $160,000 off of 20,000 CDs. What fucking record label going to pay me that shit? None of them. So like I said, my hardest thing was just to be able to stay out of jail, stay focused, and work on my independent hustle, how to get up and down the highway, look like a late major, think like a major, act like a major, but actually still stay independent. That's my hardest task, you know, for real.
So put in the independent movement, man. Don't stop, can't stop, won't stop, man. Y'all need to stop cutting each other's throats, man, and support the independent entrepreneurs. Yo, what is the most hatinous thing that somebody ever did to you while you was doing your music? You know what I mean?
Most hatinous thing a nigga ever did? That's easy. How many motherfucking niggas use me as a motherfucking as a starving artist? That's why my company's called 1-800 Starving Artist. Because, you know, a starving artist is basically a motherfucker that works for hire. So that means I can write a hit song for a nigga, like the movie, let's say, Hustle and Flow, Wolf That Trick. You know, you can write the illest song, you know what I'm saying? Like Al Capone did, and then turn back around and sell it just to eat. But yet, then you hear that shit on television, and you're not making the money because it's on television. But you know you wrote that shit, and the motherfucker on TV get nominated and accepted for a Grammy, and they don't even give a shout out to the motherfucker who really wrote the shit. Just because they performed it and commenced to the act off of it. You dig what I'm saying? But,
I dig what you're saying.
You know, that's called a work for hire. You know, you sign a work for hire waiver, and you get made to get paid $5,000 right here and now, and sell your soul to the devil right here and now for 5 G's, but then they turn back around and take what you did for $5,000 and make $5 million off of it, and the only thing you got out of that $5 million was $5,000. Man, that's a hurtful shit.
I ain't even know all that went down, son, with that trick jump off.
No, I'm just giving you an example, because I'm the type of nigga that ain't be messy to put the business in the streets. That's not what I'm saying it went down. I'm giving you an example to how don't get paid, but yet you hear your shit regardless if you get nominated as a Grammy.
Uh-huh.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's how it is out here in the game, man. It's like, you step on whoever you want to step over to get to the top, or you know what I'm saying, or you might do a song like, just like I told my younger artist that came in earlier, you know, Leticia, she doing her thing, she had a song called Fire, she said somebody stole her song, right? I said, son, you got to copyright this stuff, son, because cats be getting you, man, and putting their stamp on it and claiming it, man. Cats is cutthroat out here, son.
Like for example, on some things on my album Coast to Coast, some songs on my album on Coast to Coast Dope Boy, and my album Murder for Hire that drops the same day with two different DVDs. You know, I'm keep saying it again over and over again because I'm like a walking commercial on a billboard. That's how I get down. But anyway, the point still means that, like, you know, on that right there, I got runaway songs. Runaway songs is songs I don't believe it should be a hook on a motherfucker. I'm just gonna rap the whole time the beat is on. You dig what I'm saying? Those are called runaway songs, my story songs. Like, I've been doing runaway songs since my first mixtapes back in the day, long time ago. And every mixtape or everything I ever dropped always got 3 or 4 runaway songs on it, songs around the hooks. Now Lil Wayne do a runaway song, and they like, God damn, yo, that was a great-ass idea, this and the third with the woo. But let's give credit where credit grew. I'm not the first nigga to do one. I did it before Lil Wayne did it. And before I did it, the niggas back in hip hop used to do it. They used to go to the hip, to the hop, the hip, the hip, 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 hop, the don't stop, the rock, to the bang, bang, boogity, up, chuck the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogity bee. Now, what you see is how the test, I rock, you know what I'm saying? When they was doing them songs, you don't hear hooks in them shits. Motherfuckers, when back in them days of Sugar Hill and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and, you know, Just Dice and niggas who really laying the shit down, them niggas wasn't doing a lot of hooks and shit when they was making mixtapes. Them niggas was running through with shit, Lusses. Like I said, the game has changed, man. Independent niggas need to stand up, You know, y'all support my nigga out there in D.C. You know, we have a diamond company called King of Diamonds. Well, we also sell and make customized diamonds. Look on my MySpace page. Anything, you know, you can go on www.myspace.com/Black Al Capone, BlackAlCapone. Go look on my diamonds. See any icy shit that I'm wearing. We make them customized made. It's according to how much money you put on the table. It's according to how it is. But for one, we don't fuck with niggas that can't afford, you know, saying clear stones. If you want to buy cloudy stones, don't fuck with us. Go fuck with some other niggas. You dig what I'm saying? We sell clear stones. We put them together. I got the new clothing line. Me and Love got the new clothing line. Love is my motherfucking boss, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know it from being on shows with me dancing. Y'all know it from being my number one model on Boss Bitch. Well, you know, the new clothing line we done put out because we done took so much flack from the goddamn people about Boss Bitches. I had the hot-ass clothing line called Boss Bitches strictly for females because females are bosses too, just like Lust and Bruce. You know what I'm saying? They bosses. Niggas don't want to step up and make pretend like these niggas are bosses. So I said, well, fuck it. I ain't no hating on no motherfucking broad. Let me fucking make the fucking Boss Bitches. You know, put them on my back and carry them across the map. Well, I got so much flack from that shit, so now this my street team is called Boss Bitches. My grimy bitches in the streets is called Boss Bitches, but we changed the clothing line so we can get in stores, being that it was hating on me, to Sugar Love. So, you know what I'm saying? It's called XOXO Sugar Love. It stands for Hugs and Kisses Sugar Love. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Sugar is one half of my triplet brothers, and Love is, you know what I'm saying, the boss bitch of the starving artist is that whole shit down. You dig what I'm saying? She's the pretty girl that you've seen in all my videos and all that. You dig what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, if I'm going to get married, my best man is going to be a female by the name of Love. And ain't going to never be no nigga, you know what I'm saying, that's going to give me away. And so she, you know, it's death before dishonor in my camp. Who ride for me, I'm going to ride for them. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you, man. That's what I'm talking about. So I heard you was a triplet, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I got three of me running around. I'm a very Islamic inclined person, you know. My real name is King Islam, so therefore I represent the nation of gods and earth. I represent the Bloods and the Crips, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one who ticks one side or the other, you know what I'm saying? Real gangsters, real niggas, you know what I'm saying, is going to be looked at for what it is. So it's going to be like, you know, I respect the Bloods and I respect the Crips. They both my soldiers. You know, one day all of us in the streets is going to wake up and say, God damn, who's the true depressor that got us paying for water out of the store? And that's the one we're going to jump up and say, okay, let's fight and march against the motherfucker who's got us paying for water when we're supposed to have water naturally gave to us. There's 139,685,000 square miles of water on the planet Earth, 57,255,000 square miles of land, 196,940 total area square miles on the planet Earth. It travels at 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. You know what I'm saying? So you got to figure, you know, shit.
Yo, you mad knowledgeable, because, son, I wasn't that even came up with that, son. For real, son. Yo,
be for something. You're going to charge taxes on some nigga in the streets for something that's naturally his. How can you tax a nigga on the block that own the block? You heard?
Man, I feel you.
Like I said, it ain't just us and the motherfuckers out there. Whoever's listening to this show, I just want you to understand, it's more sides to Black Al Capone. It ain't just that one side that you wanted to be there, one that boxes up these rappers and beat up these other rappers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, It's not just that nigga like that. It's also the nigga that understands the science behind what's going on in life, man. I ain't trying to be killed, you know, because I do a lot of pimping, a lot of hoeing, a lot of drug dealing, a lot of drug selling in my albums and shit like that. So my album is definitely parental guidance. So, you know, if you're a little juvenile kid, unless you don't got a pot to piss in, a hole to throw it out, no mother and father taking care of you, then, yeah, you better pick up my album because that's the only way you're going to learn how to survive. But if you were a kid, they got a mother and father that care about you, things of that nature, yo, I don't really care if you don't listen to my music. Go ahead about your business, because my music is for the lost souls, not for motherfuckers that's pretending to be lost souls that really got a life to live.
I mean, as you being an independent artist, and to some of this youth, you know what I'm saying, you came from a broken home, but, like, you know what I'm saying, for these cats in the future now, right now, what kind of words of wisdom can you give them, man?
Yo, stop selling drugs. Don't let them get you the easiest way to be got. because drugs is not the shit no more. When, you know, back in the day it was legal to sell drugs, it was okay. It ain't okay to sell it no more because they're giving away football numbers to lose you for something that's simple. For starters. Now, how you gonna survive on it? Yo, stop being greedy. You got one nigga that got $1,000, you got two niggas got $1,000, you got three niggas got $1,000, you got four niggas got $1,000, you got five niggas got $5,000. That's $5,000 between five niggas. Alright? Y'all five niggas can take that $5,000, or y'all can take $2,000 apiece and y'all got ten. $10,000 only takes $5,000 to open up a barbershop. It only takes $5,000 to open up a small convenience store. It only takes $5,000 to open up an arcade. It only takes $5,000 to open up a sandwich shop. It only takes $10,000 to open up a cheap fish and fry store. You know, you can go get a laptop, some software, Final Cut Pro, and go start editing and DVDs or CDs out of a shop for $5,000. So I'm saying there's so many ways that you can hustle that you don't got to hustle, and you can network that you don't got to go through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And two, is like, you know, stop having motherfuckers around you that you don't know what the fuck is going on. Because, see, you can't have a motherfucker there that ain't believing the same thing you believing in, or his $1,000 or his $2,000 is poison. You got to have motherfuckers that's going to go in the same direction. Not a motherfucker around the corner, he's actually hustling, and he really don't believe in what y'all doing, but he only giving it to you to believe to do that shit because, you know, he want to be a part of something, and then he think he going to get his money flipped for free. No, because that's poison money. You only want all good money. I'm going to teach niggas how to stop hustling, and I'm going to teach bitches how to talk to niggas and still get money from them and not having to sell pussy. Because the best hoe is the one who ain't got to sell her pussy. It's the one who talks the motherfucker out of the same motherfucking money she was asking for the services of laying on her back. The weakest mind hoe is the bitch that got to lay there and lay on her motherfucking back and actually get the fucking money. Because she can't use her mind. So like I said, I'm going to teach a nigga how to do it correctly. So I just want all my fans to understand there's more ways to sit the situation. You're not going to get up here and have me sit up here and promote, okay, shoot somebody, bang, bang, kill somebody, bang, bang, and there's no solution. Niggas got to fight for a cause. Niggas got to survive for a cause. You got to be shooting and doing the things you're doing for a reason, not because a nigga got on a better pair of sneakers than you, or because he talked to your girl, or because he bumped into you, things like the third. And I don't understand what a nigga fighting over because a nigga's talking to your girl. Because why are you going to fight him? Why are you going to kill him? Is she not pretty to you? Or she's not going to be pretty to nobody else? Why would you have a girl that won't nobody try to talk to in the first place? That means you got an ugly ass shorty. Step your game up, man.
Hey, yo.
Get that shine on. That should make you feel good. All that nigga trying to holler at you, baby. I got a badass shorty. Not go brat, brat, brat because you look at your girl. Come on, that's the fuck you got a trophy piece for. If not, go get you one of them fat, little, nasty ass bitches with razor bumps on that shit. And, you know, and they got to get shaved at the barbershop just as much as you do. And lay down with that gorilla. Yeah?
Hey, I'm not right now.
I'm with dimes. Down with quarters and half dollar pieces. I'm old school like throwbacks.
Hey, sir, I'm going to let y'all cats know, man. Don't get it twisted, man. Even though Al Capone, you know what I'm saying, you know, some words, you know what I'm saying, he might, you know what I'm saying, use a lot, you know, certain words, but he still got to steal a same movement, man. You know, besides all the gangster rap, he's just trying to talk to the lost souls that really came from broken homes, that really ain't have no choice. And he's just telling his story, but at the same time, he is a very smart, business-minded, educated person. At the same time, he has owned a couple of businesses, and he's telling you, if you have a certain amount of money and you are stacking, put that to a purpose and invest it in something that's going to make you better in life, that you can leave to your children later on in the future, like opening up a business or teach yourself graphic design and be your own graphic designer, be your own entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he still has, regardless, you know, still has respect, you know what I'm saying, for independent women. And he might say a couple of words and stuff, but on the real, he's a very respectful person. And
I'm not being disrespectful when I talk to my woman, because I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it the way Tupac did it. I'm talking to bitches when I'm talking to bitches. I'm talking to a woman and she ain't going to be listening to the shit I'm talking to a bitch about. I'm talking to hoes. I just got finished telling them to get up off their back and start using their motherfucking mouth instead of laying on their back. There's no disrespect, because if you listen to their mama, you heard what I said. My mother, what my mother say? My mother taught me how to motherfucking, you know, go find you a hoe. Don't care what she do. So I came from that lifestyle, you know, but I'm trying to tell you that, okay, it's cool. We've been there. We did that. But how many more years you going to make an excuse for doing that? I'm saying, don't still going to go. A chick is going to be a chick. You're going to have to break them. And a chick ain't just a male. A chick is a female, too. Feel me? A hoe ain't just a female. A hoe is a male. I love my gangsters. I love my drug dealers. But at some point, we have to take that gangster and that drug dealer and convert that shit from fucking from the projects to goddamn skyrises. We don't have no more time. We're in the last day of time. We're not even fighting the white man and the police no more. Because if you're for a time, we're fighting global warming. You feel me? We fighting global warming. We fighting an Alfred Hitchcock. Where the birds ain't going to fly south no more. And they're going to still be left on the East Coast. And they're not going to have, because the winter is now part of the summer. And then what's going to happen? They're going to start picking at people. When the summer don't leave and the winter comes, don't come in, the bees is going to get big. They're going to still be here. Have you ever seen a bunch of bees that just stung around all year long and migrating by the millions? This is what I'm trying to tell my fans. Let's stop fucking off and let's start still getting the money. You got to get it, but let's start fucking doing something with the damn money, because we paying for fucking water out of 7-Eleven. We don't supposed to pay for no vitamin, nutrient, or mineral. Well, water is called a mineral. It's the number one mineral in the planet. Let's keep it real. But yet, we're not fighting for those cars. We're so worried about who's going to be the president. We're so worried about who's going to do this. We're going to worry about who's going to do that. You need to worry about how can two different gas stations fight on dropping across the street from each other, fight on dropping the price where they went all the way down last week to a dollar and some change for gas for a whole week. Now, how the hell can they do it, but can't no rest of the gas stations across the country come down below $3, $2? That shows you right there, them two clowns doing that. Yes, they got sanctioned by the gas department for doing that. But that only showed you that if two gas stations can do that shit, then 10 can do it. If 10 can do it, 20 can do it. When do we wake up and start smelling the coffee? When is it our rap brothers start buying supermarkets so we can feed our people? When do our rap brothers start buying farmland so we can feed our people? When do our rap brothers start buying homeless shelter for these women and these babies and these bastards? When do our niggas stop keeping our hands off these fucking girls? When our motherfucking babies start stepping up and respecting our parents? When our babies start talking disrespectful to our parents and to our mothers, their grandmothers? How come our babies don't walk old ladies across the street no more? How come our babies don't ask the old lady that she need her groceries to come from the store upstairs? It used to be the old lady, she'd look out the window and be like, watch out, baby, the police is coming. Now the old lady is saying, God damn it, I'm calling the police on you. Why do old ladies fucking fear our youth? Why does teachers now get to carry guns in school? How do you have an education and you go to educate, but yet you got to have to carry a pistol to watch your back? Why is Black Month February the shortest day of the year? Why we don't have equal rights when it comes to taxes? Why are we paying hospital bills to go to have a baby? And, of course, if we don't have insurance, we could be denied medical care, and we have to go be sent to a Martin Luther King hospital where every Martin Luther King got a high ratio of killing goddamn people. A community hospital. Why are we called the sector unit? And what is the plans of the sector unit in the near future?
See, you think I'm walking around here because I make gangster music, like I'm supposed to be blind, naive, deaf. No, that's not in my aura, man. I rap that gangster shit because that's what the hell I came from. I got 9 bullet wounds in my body. I'm walking around here put in work. I'm an OG in this shit. Fuck what the niggas think on YouTube. That's T.I.'s friends. You can be misled for any of that shit if you want to. My jail record is what the fuck it is. I'm not proud of not got one bit of it. I said I did what I had to do, but what I'm saying is I don't have to do that no more. I can rap about it and tell you the stories about it, but I'm not saying here, go out there and do it. I'm saying here, listen to what the hell happened and listen to it and learn how to learn from another motherfucker's mistake. Why do we have to go out there and learn from our own mistakes? Why can't we look at Lil Ro and Lil Mom Mom and Lil John John and Lil Harry and Big Harry and Tank and Robert and Bobber and Billy and say, God damn, he raped that girl, he went to jail, okay, I can rape that girl because all I'm going to do is go to jail. I'm going to go to jail less than the time that the person got caught with coke. I'm going to go to jail less than the time the person that got caught from homicide. I'm going to go get a slap on the wrist and I'm going to go back out and do the same thing. Oh, a serial killer. He kills a motherfucking person. He eats up the body, cuts up the body, all through that. They put him in the goddamn mental hospital to study his ass. They don't kill him. But my partner got life in prison for an ounce of coke. My other partner got life in prison for 5 grams of coke because he was a third-time convicted felon, and that means he was life in prison because he got 3-strike law. And that was only for 5 grams. The fuck, you can't even get high off that shit in 2008. That shit ain't even potent no more. 5 grams, you at least need fucking 14 to get high. The fuck you saying? Shit. Let's be for real, people. Now you're talking to the Black Al Capone, Notorious Underboss. You damn right I'm snapping on motherfucking Lush Online Radio because I don't give a fuck. There ain't no difference between me and fucking Tupac. We don't give a fuck. We're freedom fighters through our motherfucking music. If you don't like it, don't buy my motherfucking CDs. I don't give a fuck because I'm independent. If I got to get at the gas station and put 10 motherfuckers out there with me at 5 fucking different gas stations, and we'd be out there 2 fucking deep a piece in motherfucking car selling for $5 a goddamn pop, I'm still going to goddamn make more money. The only difference is that y'all not going to know nothing about it. Y'all not going to give me my recognition. But we're still beat up from California to Canada to Amsterdam to London, and we'll still make it. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm not tripping about if you don't buy my album. I'm only tripping about if you buy my album if you want to learn some shit. If you really want to learn how to be a gangster and do it correctly. If you really want to learn about motherfucking the real shit. I'll be on my music just talking about revolution, because you can't talk about revolution. And I'm going to show fucking prove that. You got KRS-One. He don't sell more than 50,000 units when he drops a fucking CD. Why? You got Rakim, still ain't heard his album. You got a lot of conscious rappers that don't sell no units and don't get no radio play, and you're not trying to holler at them. Lush Radio is hollering at me because Al Capone is a real dude, and Lush want to put out real dudes on the radio. Correct?
That's the truth, man. Like your man Al said, man, I don't got time for cats sitting here, you know, talking about they want to make a movement and this, that, and the third, but for real, it's all about self. I at Lush Radio myself, I'm about the world. I'm about the movement. I'm about the UK. I'm about NY. I'm about DC, Maryland, Virginia. I'm about Texas, wherever you from, and you real. I mean, back in the day, a lot of us had a movement. It had a meaning. It had a story to tell. Like he said, KRS-One, Common. These cats ain't getting sales. These cats ain't getting crazy radio play. They not getting recognition. These cats been in the game for years, and they got not getting the same play. These cats make bubblegum songs, but they getting play. We talk about black power, how we used to. What happened to that black power? We don't even support each other, man.
X-Clan, all these viewers out here listening on the radio right now, there's a group called X-Clan. You don't hear nothing about them no more. You don't hear them at no awards. You don't hear them getting nominated for shit. You don't hear Public Enemy getting nominated for shit. How you Public Enemy is not going to be, dude, you got Flavor of Love on TV, fucking with some girls that ain't even going to go home with them at the end of the show. Humiliating the goddamn game. It's good for show. But I'm talking about the movement of Public Enemy was a movement that it made people conscious by any means necessary. Now, like I said, I'm not pro-black. nor am I pro-white. I'm not racist, and no bone in my body is racist. I like white women. They got the same good shit as black women do, as well as Jamaicans, as well as Chinese. If you know how to move your hips, that's what it's about. You feel me? I'm not prejudiced. But I am pro-righteous and anti-devilishment. Now, if you for devilishment, raping girls, robbing old women, and blaming that on I got to do what I got to do, is devilishment, man. That's some bullshit. You should be fucked up and fucked over. You know? If you out there beating your child and raping your child and all that extra shit, that's some bullshit. How can I not say, you know, niggas is not going to sell drugs? Niggas been selling drugs before, you know, always been selling drugs. They sell drugs and fucking legally by calling medication at the pharmacy. And that's the same drugs that niggas put inside their body, but it's just coated on top of a pill and called a different goddamn name. And if you look up the names and find out its origin, if y'all do your research, you'll find out exactly that you're still using the same drug. You dig what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, y'all viewers, y'all need to stick to the game, man. Support whatever is independent. Support situations live. Keep hip hop alive. Make motherfuckers, you know, like I said, where's the vinyls at? We don't use vinyl no more. When I sent you my songs to the radio station, and whoever from my label, whoever sent it to, whether it's Jackie or Suge or whoever sent you the songs, they sent you the songs, MP3. So y'all viewers, what about, you know, the albums? We don't have albums no more. And what about this? We don't have 8-track tapes no more either. What about this? We don't have cassette tapes no more. So as things revolve on, you got to understand, viewers, yo, hip-hop is going to be here. That's right. Hip-hop is going to be here, and we're going to be here as a people, but what we do with our time is very important to how long we stay, you know, afloat, because I don't want us to turn into this, like the Running Man and have us living in the tunnels. If you ever look at the movies Escape from New York, Escape from California, everybody's living on the streets. You know, y'all have to study your history, because our history was taught to us through games. And I mean that when I say that. You know what Monopoly is, right? Monopoly is Harriet Tubman's life. You know what I mean? You know, Monopoly is Harriet Tubman's life. So it's like, you know, Harriet Tubman escaped from the South, went to the North. And when Harriet Tubman escaped from the South, went to the North, you know, when she got past the Mason-Dixon line, she got to collect $200 and got to go past Go, all the slaves. But, you know, when that Monopoly board, when you get past the Mason-Dixon line, you collect $200 and get to go past Go. And as a slave, if you got caught, you got detained. According to your brand, they called your brand master, they came and picked you up. And that board, if your paperwork ain't right, when you get people to go past Go, you have to go and get, you know, put in jail, so you got to get a car to jail for free. Well, Harriet Tubman's life was, she was a seamstress, and she was the Eastern Star. So therefore, that's how she designed the Underground Railroad, from house to house, cellar to cellar, basement to basement, attic, alley to alley. You know what I'm saying? All right, she was a Baltimore slave. All right, her and Frederick Douglass. All right, so then you got to look at it like this. When she got caught, she got a pardon. Saying? And the pardon was that, you know, she had to design the railroad system. So you have the four major railroads on there. If you look at all the major railroads, those are the same ones as downtown Baltimore. All right. Then you have the ship that's on the board that brought the slave over here. The dog that chased the slave through the woods. You got the man that chased the dog on horseback through the slave through the woods. You got the symbol on the iron representing Harriet Tubman's life as a seamstress. You know what I'm saying? You got the car with forms of luxury. You got Parker Brothers sitting on the porch as a slave master. You got the four major railroads on there. You got the $200, which Spike Lee taught us. You're supposed to get $200, 20 acres, and a mule once you got to pass the Mason-Dixon line. But did we know they didn't give us the 20 acres and a mule? They gave us $200. And they didn't give us nothing other than walking papers saying that we was a free slave because we won the game. So y'all viewers, look at that when y'all judge a book by a cover. Go out there, album gonna be dropping soon. Call these radio stations, jam this shit. Take what I'm saying to heart. Listen to the song I got called Amaji. You know what I mean? Listen to Dear Mama. Listen to, you know, the song we got out there with Jim Jones, Dollars Falling. You know, the music is real, man. You can't deny it. I got my own style. It's East Coast mixed with West Coast. You know, with a slash of, you know what I mean? East Coast mixed down, with down south with a slash of West Coast. But, you know, I'm more east, west, east, down south. So it is what it is. Support the cause. Let's get on it, you know. Let's bang this shit out. And I ain't scared to share my money with nobody. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm sorry I got deep on y'all in this viewer. You know what I mean? It's probably like the deepest conversation I've had on radio. But, shit. It is what it is, man.
Deepness, because you know a lot of us as African Americans really need to go back, and a lot of, I'm gonna tell y'all cats, be aware and listen, download this interview, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna send it out also, so you know what I'm saying, listen to what Al said, man, why are babies disrespecting our parents, why are the old ladies afraid of the youth, why are we killing each other in the streets, why you go to school and you gotta pack a pistol just to learn or just to teach, man. Why is this happening in this day and age as we evolving as individuals? We should be better than this, man. You know, us as black people, in a few couple of years, we're going to be obsolete if we don't change, man. Y'all talk about Obama being our savior. If we don't save ourselves and analyze the own ignorance that we have, then we can't change. But I'm going to tell you one good lightning thing, though. If you ever come down to the DMV, and you come to Largo Town Center, I saw the most amazing thing I ever seen in my life. And it was out the box, out of the African-American way. I went to Chick-fil-A at Largo Town Center at the Boulevard, and I seen all African-Americans in there. And they were the most respectful, most courteous people I ever seen in my life in Point and Tell in African-Americans. You usually go to a store and they're like, what you want, what you need, or da-da-da, and they totally turn you off. But they were respectful. Did you need anything? The managers come out and be courteous. And that shows me, I talked to the manager, I said, y'all teaching these young youths how to be respectful and teaching them the respect that they don't get from their household. And I appreciate that. People appreciate this. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't need to live the stereotypical life that they label us as being ignorant and being monkeys and being savage out here, because we're not. We're better than that. And that showed me today that we can change. That showed me today that we can change, and there is hope, man. For real.
Yep, I agree with you 110%. And if your cat think it's a joke, then turn back around and you look at it like this. If they say rap music is causing all this situation, all right, let's say they rap for a minute. If rap music can cause everybody to go out and gang bang and kill each other, all right, so that means if all the rappers go out and buy farmland and buy all the supermarkets up and buy into gasoline so we can make our own prices and buy into real estate real heavy, everything that's not fucking sold, I mean, that's not bought up already, let's buy it up and buy up key marquee places around the country in the United States. What do you think the government will do to us? Hello? Hello?
All I know is we living in modern-day slavery, son.
So that's what I'm saying. If you think all the rappers went out and did that, and you think they won't come and we started buying all that land, buying all the farming, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna say, oh no, that it's okay because they're not committing violence, they're not doing what they're doing? No, they're gonna be out there saying it's like, hell no, it's organized crime. They out there buying up situations, it's racketeering, show forth and prove the money, do this and the third, break niggas for bankruptcy. No, as long as we run out here and just speaking ignorant and never acting like, you know, we have any kind of mentality to the game, of course they're going to
categorize us, stereotype us.
So,
categorize
yeah.
us, stereotype us, and put us in a label. And it seems like the more they say it is, the more we start acting like it. And I'm like, why do you want to be caught up in the hype? Why you can't think outside the box and be an individual and be who you are?
My problem is that you have, you know, I praise niggas getting their money anywhere necessary to IGA should come up with, but let's deal with reality. Niggas don't live like the Huxtables. Niggas don't live like Run DMC, like Run's house.
I mean, we don't live like that. We need to face reality. You know what I'm saying? They be like, they ain't no middle class or whatever. I really don't think there's a middle class. I believe you're either rich or you're broke. Or you're, well, not broke, but rich or poor. And basically, majority of Americans is like, or African Americans, or Americans are like almost 2-3 paychecks or a paycheck away from being broke. You know what I'm saying? We need to face the reality, and we need to step the game up, and we need to stop being ignorant, you know, for real. We need to stop being ignorant and stop playing games.
That's what I liked about Robert Harris. Robert Harris had Bebe's kids. Bebe kids was the realest motherfucking kids on the planet. You remember Bebe kids?
Yeah, I remember that joint.
Bebe kids, those little kids he designed was truly United States children. You know, and as long as you're not showing, as long as you try to show some children that don't see nothing, no environment of the Huxtables, Run's House, or any other of these reality TV shows that's familiarizing how a family's supposed to function. All right, my mama was no damn doctor. My mama's a hustler. My daddy is a hustler. So it's like, you know, how can you show me some shit like that that I don't even know any motherfucking family like that in my life. That the kids don't get their ass whooped with either a belt, a cinching cord, a hanger, or a shoe, or whatever the fuck is closest to you, the vacuum cleaner hose, or the TV, or the fucking vacuum cleaner, a baseball bat, a stick, switches out from outside, a tree branch, a kick, a punch, a hit, a pull of the ear, a cheek pull, squeeze, ear twisted backwards, your hand twisted around, punching the arm, chest. That's the Project Kids that I know. That's what they've been through. And I'm sure you know the same motherfucking children. You show me the family that don't get no whoopings and they get talking to and they do multiple shit wrong constantly, and it's all about a conversation. Now, that's what they want us to be, but until you teach the children how to get to that point, you should show the steps and variables. And, you know, like, okay, this year the Huxtables was living in the projects. Next year the Huxtables got jobs. Next year they struggled, almost lost their house in the projects. Next year they came up, you know, came through that. Now they're out of the projects into a two-bedroom apartment. From the two-bedroom apartment, they got a four-bedroom apartment. For four-bedroom apartment, they went and got them a house. Now the Huxtables got a car. Now the Huxtables made to go to another car. Now the Huxtables, you know, their children want to go to college, and they ain't got the money to send them to college. They going out working, and one of the sons had to get a GED.
Yeah, I mean, what you saying is reality, though. I feel you, Al, because for real, it's like, you know, media paints the picture like they try to form this African American picture, or like we all happy go doy, like we the Brady Bunch or something. But they need to show the reality of what we going through. Like, I mean, I know it's hurtful. A lot of people don't want to see it, but we need to show the progression. People might have lawyer degrees and stuff, but what did they have to go through to get that, to become a doctor or drive a BMW or become a business owner, or just get with it? Let's see what. Go ahead.
Drugs to get that. The females had to strip at the strip club while they was in college, suck dick, fuck, to get through college. You don't see none of them stories on TV. That's the reality. Motherfuckers starved in college. Some girls had sex just to eat through college. Some girls had to fuck around just to fucking make it and live through college. Niggas had to cheat in college. Niggas traded books. Niggas had different niggas go to class for them thinking that they were somebody else until the end of the year when it's time to fucking graduate. Like I said, unless you're going to show this shit in bearables throughout the course of what's going on, you actually are basically not teaching them shit. That's why I don't understand why do you motherfuckers watch the news. The news don't do nothing but for fucking 4 or 5 hours straight, whatever it's on, tell nothing but bad shit. Somebody got killed. Somebody got hit. Person got robbed. Person got raped. Person is this. Great depression. Need money. Oil prices up. Have you ever sit up there and said, here, I'm going to tell you an hour's worth of problems, and the next hour of the news, we're going to give you an hour's worth of solutions to how to solve those problems we just told you. What happened to the analysts? How to analyze the problem and solve the problem. And if they are analyzing and solving the problems, why are Americans not hearing it on TV? On ETV News. Why we just hear about stars? Britney Spears did this. Britney Spears did that. Why is this bitch doing this? After having $100 billion. What are you doing it for? You know what I'm saying? Do they find out really the problem? No, they're going to just keep on tweaking at what her problem is. They're not trying to solve no problems. Hopeless. These people care not about shit, yo. These people are making money off of fucking going to them, you know, itself. They're killing off all the damn whales, all the sharks, just to put bubbles down in the water for global warming. They're building houses and space apartments on moon because it's in the same atmosphere as us. See, Earth rotates around the sun at approximately 1,031 and one-third miles per hour, 037 and one-third miles per hour. You have to understand that, you know, sound travels at 1,120 feet per second, you know, for all the viewers that's listening. You got to figure, man. They only going to the damn moon, man. They ain't going outside the atmosphere of the moon because the Earth atmosphere of the moon is in the same rotational spin around the sun. We know this. You know, stop fooling these babies, you know, like Jesus walked on water. And find out where Jesus was really at when he was walking on water and see if the water was called ice and see if really is that Jesus walked on ice, but you make more money to say Jesus walked on water instead of saying Jesus was in the Arctic or Jesus was in Alaska and he might have been walking on ice when the people seen him. Because I don't know no goddamn whales to be pulled out of nobody's head in the desert of Jerusalem. This had to be by some goddamn water in someplace else. And you keep in mind that if wherever this whales is, if you watch American Geographic, it has to be a cold climate. Cool water. Then they can't be in hot water.
Hey, Al, not to cut you off or anything, that's going to have to, you know, that religious stuff about the go on another subject when we get a form and, you know, because, yo, I didn't know you was this deep, son. Is this the deepest interview you ever been on?
It's the deepest one in my whole many years of rapping. I have never, you know, for some odd reason, I think it's because when you said something about ladies, like, I'm going to let them know. Now, I ain't disrespecting no ladies. A pimp is a pimp. A hoe is a hoe. A bitch is a bitch. A slut is a slut. A lady is a lady. A woman is a woman. And a girl is a girl. There's more segments than you know. And a slut, a nigga is a slut. A nigga is a hoe. A nigga is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? A nigga is a fag. A nigga is a prostitute. A nigga is the same shit as I just said about that woman. It's all about the way that individual thinks at that current moment that they're trying to get what the fuck they want. What makes you what it is?
I guess the word applies to, you know, if you see yourself as being like that and it applies to you, then you take it, then you might take it personal. But if it don't apply to you, then, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't even take it in the heart, for real, you know. If you're not like that and it don't pertain to you, you shouldn't really take offense to it. You know what I mean?
I know
when I'm a, you know, B.I.T., you know. I know when I'm that, you know what I'm saying? But if it don't apply to you, then, you know, don't take offense to it because it's not saying that, oh, all women are like this. I mean, we have our tendencies, especially when, you know, your friend comes visit you, you know, that catch up comes through, y'all have a tendency of doing that and, you know, PMSing. But, you know, that's a whole nother subject. But,
for the record, ladies, that's all my lady fans. For the record, yo, I love ladies. I don't give a fuck about no nigga. I love ladies. I love me a bitch. I love me a hoe. Yeah, Al Capone love hoes. I love the strip club. I'm always at the strip club. So I love my strippers, my entertainers. You know what I mean? Shit. I love my prostitutes. Because if you didn't have prostitutes, you best believe you'll have a whole bunch of rapers. They solve the problem on the level of that beast. Keeping that beast calm out there on them niggas. So you got different forms for different situations. And you can't knock none of it because Mary Magdalene, Jesus had Mary Magdalene, and she was a hoe. So, and she took care of it.
And that's a true story about Lady Magdalene, because a lot of people, you know, down people. But, I mean, you can't knock nobody because you don't know nobody's story. People had to do what they have to do, and it's not like somebody's going to continue to do that. If you was that, you was that, and you've moved on, and you've bettered yourself, and you repented your sin. And regardless, people can look. You can go to church and sit here and be like, oh, this person, this, that, and the third. But they are lost soul, too, and they need love, too, just like you need love. And God, if God says we all are his children, he loves us regardless. He loves us, and we are not perfect, and the flesh is weak, okay? And basically, in that, you know, try to live as righteous as you can, because nobody is perfect, man, and the flesh is weak. You know what I'm saying? It's always temptations, but try to live as righteous as you are. And don't sit here and be a hypocrite and say you better than some, or you a heathen or da-da-da-da. You ain't perfect either, okay? So let's get real with ourselves, man.
I know I ain't.
Al, tell them where they can cop the album again, son.
Yo, shit, you stay tuned online, www.myspace.com/Black Al Capone. You can, my new website right now is doing being upgraded. You can hit me at 1-800-starving, starvinartists at hotmail.com. Artists, You can call for pre-orders at 713-384-2655. Other than that, go to your mom and pop stores, get connected from your cop the new album at your mom and pop stores. You'll be able to get it at Walmart, the clean version, the corny version. You know, I call it the clean version, the corny version. You know, because you don't get to hear all my famous cuss words.
y'all getting exclusive cuss words on Lux Radio right now.
So you know you're gonna get this on Lux Radio, because I bet y'all been never do this video this voice. I'm gonna get a motherfucking problems right now by going all out saying this on this radio station. Because you best believe Big Brother and all them type of motherfuckers are going to come and holler at me and want to, you know, be mad at me because, you know, I be voicing my opinion, man. You know what I mean? Shit. You know
but
what I mean?
You know what? But you know what? I respect you, though. You know, I know you got, it's your way, that's you, your way of using profanity and this, that, and third. But at the same time, it's the way you express yourself. I can't knock you. But at the same time, you still, you know, voice your opinion, and you still sent the message that was true and real that, you know, we need to face reality and get our act together, you know what I mean? And people invest your money in something better than selling drugs and running the streets when you know you better than that. And remember, African Americans, we came from Africa, man. We came from Egyptians, man. They were intelligent. They had their own culture. You know, they had intelligent, creative mathematics. Man, we are smarter and we are better than this, man. So please, please, please support the movement of an independent artist, man. Starving artist, getting it down. Black Al Capone, doing it big. Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. hit me at www.myspace.com/lustradioonline. You can catch Al Capone's interview. You can download the interview, download it on Blog Talk, save it, you know, send it to your friends, email it to your friends. I'm going to blast it out. Man, this is how we do all day, every day. We can't stop.
I don't get a freestyle before we leave?
What you saying, son?
I don't get a freestyle before we leave?
Son, go ahead and hit a freestyle, son. It's nothing.
Okay. Shit, man.
Exclusive freestyle from your man Black Al Capone shutting it down on Lush Radio. Get it?
Let me get me a beat together.
You got a beat, son?
Yeah, let me put a beat together in the background. I'm doing that right now. Just walked into the other room. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, niggas. I'm back. You dig what I'm saying? Exclusive. Less radio. Y'all niggas talking shit, huh? Y'all want to talk shit about me, huh? Y'all want to get back at me, huh? Spit some of this shit for you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Lust. Guess what? Ha-ha. Yo, they want to hold something. Let them hold this. 45 Magnum versus Style or the banana clip. I hit both sides. I break both hips. Cat got your tongue, give you sweet like a Swiss of sweet. I ain't beat when I'm in them streets. Got my hand out like a homeless kid when it's time to eat. Fuck your chain, fuck your watch, take that bracelet off. This ain't personal here, but give me all your money, boss. I'm a street stalker with a big gun. You got a knife in your pocket, you fucked up, you should have run. Oh, you wanna fight me? Fight for 30 seconds, walk 10 paces, flip you round, then shoot my weapon. AR-15 with the scope is rape protection. Bitch, won the bin, so I hope that bitch steal your Lexus. I'm a good guy on a bad day. I'm up in the church, I'm speaking tongues, trying to get paid. I'm a savage for millions. You trying to get laid? See more money than me? Not on my bad day. 745, they're lying sideways. Candy apple paint leaking blood on your highway. You can hold this, or you can hold that. 45 even make you tough niggas fall back to a fetal position with a ball cap. I push your hairline back to where your mom's at. Have your mama screaming why I had to kill her son. 16 shot, I show your mama's how it was really done.
Hey!
With the Tommy gun, you can hold this. If you want me, ask for some. I'm a bastard son, with a classy tongue, with a nasty gun. I'm on the blast and run, burn the toast in the alley with the rhino. The rules of my game is go hard and even die slow.
Yo, that's your man Al Capone exclusively on Lush Radio, man. Nothing but Al, nothing but Black Al Capone, repping hard. Doing exclusive freestyle. If you ain't heard it, you ain't going to hear it nowhere but on Lush Radio.
I know y'all can hear the beat or not. Can y'all hear the beat? Yo, listen, something that flew in my motherfucking eye while I was rapping. I had paused. I was trying to rap and keep thinking, but I was trying to get something out of my fucking eye. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here right now. We in Hawaii right now. And shit, you know, I got my family out here. We came out of Hawaii. And take a 2-week break and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm actually on the road and shit on tour, but I had to take a break in my schedule and shit before my children go back to school and take them over here to Hawaii and spend 2 weeks over here so we can, you know, lay out on the beach and go scuba diving and horseback riding and fishing and all the shit that we do. To, you
well,
know,
that's man. You got to take time out to, you know, treat yourself. Son, what you going to bring back from Hawaii, son?
What I'm bringing back from Hawaii?
What you going to bring back from Hawaii, son?
Maui Waui, baby. You know what the fuck we came for? That different feeling, that different surfing, baby. I'm trying to ride the wave, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to swivel on a wave while I'm sitting here, you dig?
I can't get a layer or nothing. I can't get into one of them, son. Can't bring you back one of them joints.
What?
Can't get a keychain, son? What's up?
Yeah, you can get a keychain or a postcard or something. I got a whole bunch of those getting bought out of the store and shit. We always do that. We buy a whole bunch of shit. And, you know, we send that out to the motherfuckers just to brag on them, let them know that we over here doing it and shit. They ain't here doing nothing.
Yo, that was Al Black Al Capone, man. You know what I'm saying? shout out to Suge, you know what I'm saying? One of the triplets, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude, though. He funny as I don't know what. That's my dog, though. Nothing but Sugar. But Sugar Diamonds.
We live on Lush Online Radio. You have exclusive. Black. Ow. Capone.
Wildin' out.
Live on stage. I don't know what today is because I stay high, I stay fly, and I stay on the beach with, really in a shoestring spaghetti, you know what I'm saying, Air Force One shoestrings laying next with me, bikini top, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, if you want to be what, do what I'm doing, get on your grind. If you want to stay tuned and find out where I'm at and who I'm insulting, disrespecting, or smacking the fuck out of them next, you'll holler at me, www.myspace.com/ The Black Al Capone, BlackAlCapone, one word. You can email me if you got any requests, insults, or lawsuits at StarVinArtists@hotmail.com. That's StarVinArtists@hotmail.com. If you want me to smack the shit out of you, if you're beefing with me for any reason, if you're another rapper, if you feel like before you want to make a mixtape and you just want to go ahead and fight and get it over with, 1-3-384-2655. If you need a Hot 16 DVD shot, edit, you need beats, you need, me to be in your movie, video, commercial, whatever the hell that you need to get me my money or make money with me, you can holler at me at 713-384-2655. Ask for my triplet, Suge, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Sugar Diamonds. You can ask for Jackie or one of those, my personal assistant. I don't give a fuck. Just call someone in the office, holler at me if the money's right or, automatically if you're a radio station, I'm always going to holler back at you because I love y'all. But if your money's right or if the situation is right, holler at me. I don't care what it is, if it's violence, as long as it's got something to do with getting this paper, holler at your boy. You dig what I'm saying? Because I'm down for the cause. My five-man team will be there with the scheme. You dig what I'm saying? But other than that...
Hey, yo, what show do you love, Al? What show you love, man?
Man, I love Rush, Lush. Give it to me, show.
Get it together,
man. Give it to me, Al. Which one of y'all am I fucking?
Yo, you are stupid. Al is out right now. So. But y'all need to go. Y'all need to, if y'all ain't listening, y'all need to turn the amp up, turn the TV up, turn the radio. Get online, log on, www.blogtalkradio.com/LustRadioOnline, or hit me up on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/LustRadioOnline, or email me, CEOLustRadio@gmail.com. Hit me up, man. Shout out to my official sponsor, Squares, because if you ain't square, you a lame. You can hit him up at 1208 9th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Call them at 202-341-2664 or www.myspace.com/SquaresFashions, man. Because if you ain't squares, then you're lame. But, yo, we was here live exclusively with Black Capone, man. Yo,
Black
real
Capone
here, man.
It's D.A. Duh. Black, B-L-A-C-K, Al, A-L, Capone, C-A-P-O-N-E. Two things you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Spell my motherfucking name right and have my motherfucking money when I see you. You dig? King of Diamonds, D.C., number one jeweler in the East Coast. Holla at your boy, yo, Boots, over at Hood Punisher. Shout out, much love. Catch that DVD out of Baltimore. Number one DVD out of Baltimore, Hood Punisher. Yo, Boots, holla at your boy, for all my starving artist maniacs and my IA, Military Army, rap group out in Baltimore, support their cause. I got family out in B-More, Bloody More, Stand Up, East Side, West Side, B-Home, Sue, woo-woo, holla at your boys, Sue, all that good shit, all nations, holler at me. This is Lush Radio. This is the Black Al Capone. New album coming to the stores, Coast to Coast Dope Boy. New DVD coming to the store, Coast to Coast Dope Boy. New album coming to the store the same day, Murder for Hire. New DVD, Murder for Hire. New clothing line, Sugar Love. Street Team, Boss Bitches. Diamonds, King of Diamonds. Number one radio station online, Lush Radio. I'm tired of talking. My throat hurt. I'm about to go in the hot tub with two of the finest Hawaiians y'all want to meet. All you niggas, step your money game up. Get you a G4, get you a G5. Matter of fact, to start off by paying your child support. Then holler at your boy.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Al. Yo, Al Capone was live in the building. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing it, then you ain't doing it better. Al, we love you. We support you, man, and your movement. Thank you for the deep words, man. And like I said, don't be caught up in the African-American way. Step out outside the box. I love you, African-American people. I love you, my black people. I love my color to the people. But at the same time, we need to step our game up and realize that we need to support the movement of the independent entrepreneurs and the independent artists. Get your money. Don't let them rape you without no lubrication, man. Get real, man. Love you.
I got one question, two things. You know, one thing I gotta ask you is that, you know, I gotta say, like, when we going out? Don't you wanna have one of my babies or something?
Oh no, I gotta think about that, son. I would definitely party with you though, son. But I'm kind of scared because, you know what I'm saying, Boots kind of told me, she's like, yo, son, y'all went to a club, you know, niggas talk rah-rah to you, just pop, you know, knock niggas in the head, and blah-blah, jumping out windows, running, then telling the cops that other niggas shelling in the joint, but it was you, and, you know, I'm scared I might get killed out there, son.
Baby, my team is street straight, baby. It's like, you know, you fucking with a boss, you know, and then you fucking with a boss. It's good. See, if you a pit bull and you go out there and have a baby by a chihuahua, now you're going to have a chihuahua pit. You want a chihuahua pit, baby. You want a motherfucking chihuahua box, too. It got a little bitty bite. But if you a pit bull, baby, you only need to fuck with a pit bull. You think I don't need to holler at your boy, you know?
I mean, they call me the boss because I do what I do. But you know what I'm saying? I think I take that in consideration and think about that. But you know, whenever it gets down though, you know, I'm glad I got the connect. So, you know, I hit you up whenever, you know what I'm saying, it goes down. But I would love to play with you when you hit the DMV area though. You know, you gotta hit me when you come through.
Now I'm definitely trying to get a booty call.
You OD'ing right now, Al, you're OD'ing.
Well, let it go, man. You hot. Yeah, what else supposed to do? All right, listen, well, she's ugly. Y'all don't want to mess with her. Her breath stink. She had took off her shoes. She had some stuff in her pinky toe. No, it's not like that, baby. You sexy. You fine. You nice. You luscious. And I was looking at your little MySpace page, man. I was like, you know, man, goddamn, man. I might need to get down to the radio station, you know, and holler at Lush. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, this big things happen over there at Lush Radio, man. I'm like, might need to be a investor or something. I don't know, man. It's like, somewhere I gotta come in. I gotta buy your love or what? You know, I mean, I ain't no Capone in the trick, but at the same time, you know, Bonnie. If I'm gonna be Clyde, then you gonna be Bonnie. We, you know, come on, man. Damn, y'all know what I'm talking about, though. They know what I'm talking about, Lush. It's like
it's ride or die all day, every day, man. We don't never stop. I keep it hood all the time, but at the same time, we keep it political, reality, and we keep it real, man. All day, every day. But, yo, I might have to take you up on that. But at the same time, son, you know what I'm saying? It's about the diamonds. The diamonds, man. The diamonds. Custom diamonds. Al Capone, holler at him, man. Diamonds.
Custom diamonds, man. You can find it at King of Diamonds. Holler at your boy, man. I'm trying to get a big rock put on Lush hand. Y'all sending all the emails. And y'all sending all the emails to ETV and allhiphop.com. Let him know that Al Capone had asked Lush, you know what I'm saying, you know, can they court date and, you know, some serious situation and stuff. Thug the thugstress, gangster the gangstress, god the goddess, king the queen, you know. Y'all send out the email blasts and let him know that vote for me and Lush's and see, you know, can y'all sponsor us getting married or having some children or, like, you know, marrying each other and just breaking up like Hollywood do. You know what I mean?
It's all a publicity stunt, man. It's a publicity stunt.
Publicity stunt because Al is a deep sea diver. And once I deep sea dive, she won't be no. You listen to the song Wobble When You Walk.
Well, okay, well,
You gotta.
No, that's one of another subject, son. That's one of I gotta plead the fifth on that one. But anyway.
Keep trying to get out of the show, stop the show. But the listeners keep saying, like, no, don't stop the show. Yo, this is what it is, man. We hire Stern Live, wide open, 1-800 starving artists. You know what I'm saying? Lush Online Radio and shit, representing the Clover G's. D.C. stand up. I love D.C. I love the girls out there. I love the Howard University movement. I love all that. So I feel like, you know, Lust out in D.C. She from New York. I'm out in Texas. You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York. It's like, shit, we can meet each other somewhere in North Carolina and get a hotel room. You know? Go swimming, hang out, party, this and the third, you know? I won't take advantage of you or nothing. Because once you see me, you already know. It's like, ta-da! You know? Like diamonds, I get a bag of those and throw it all over the bed with some $100 bills and shit. We can do it like the French do it.
I can't even respond to you,
John. No. Plus my brother Shug, he was like, "Yo, shit, you gonna want lust for a little while for something."
Shug was like. Yo, you cool, but you know, I got this feeling my brother gonna like you first and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, y'all is crazy.
Because you know how we are. It's like, you know, I'll be dating a girl and stuff like that, and then, you know, he might like her too, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, if you ain't planning on wife or anything, it's like, how can you tell us apart?
He said y'all look exactly alike, son.
So how can you, that's what I'm saying, how can you tell us apart?
I don't know, son, but yo, son, so I mean, so when I'm going to get the, you know, you talking about thousands of callers, they get the CD, they getting new cars and stuff. I mean, can I get me a simple watch? Can I get me a chain? Can I get some diamonds? Diamonds?
Huh. You know I love giving my girls diamonds, you know what I'm saying? All my girls, look on my MySpace page, they all wear diamonds. Earrings, rings, bracelets. That's a mandatory must, baby. Yes, you can get diamonds. And like I said, on the Coast to Coast Dope Boy album, Murder for Hire album, first 50,000 person buy the CD, get a brand new 2008 Ford. You know? If the first 20,000 person that buys either one of the CDs or DVDs, is going to get a brand new diamond chain, a starving artist chain, and a starving artist watch. It's for the juggling right now. We ain't for sure. Either or, they're going to be worth stacks. So you straight. You'd be definitely going back to the hood, and the stick-up kid definitely going to rob you.
Yo. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you, love, peace, and nappiness, you know what I'm saying? You know, love the naps, you know. Love, peace, and nappiness. Keep it grown and sexy. Be real to yourself. Love y'all. Love you, Al Capone, man. You know
y'all,
what I'm saying?
Don't forget, I'll be out there for you, all my beautiful ladies. I love y'all. Don't get offense for nothing I'm saying. You know I'm keeping it real. All my niggas, fuck y'all. Do what you got to do to make it. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all niggas either in prison or in jail, or either in prison or either in hell. You know what I'm saying? We either want to go for it. It makes no difference to me because I'm already in hell until we free. And, you know, lust, you know, most definitely, you know, just listen, don't forget about your boy, man. You know, holler at your boy, call me. You got my cell phone number, don't forget, man. Fly you out here on the private plane or something, you know, we get it popping or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you miss by any, or whatever, shit, either bring them with you so they ain't got to miss you, or tell them you'll see them after you finish, you know what I'm saying, stepping your game up with Al Capone.
Wow. I'll be OD'ing. You're OD'ing right now, son.
Yo. I ain't OD'ing the truth. All right, matter of fact, I don't even want to holler at you no more. Let's get off the phone. I'm tired of go.
Stop. Yo, but that was Black Al Capone, you know, exclusive on Lush Radio. Don't stop the movement. Keep it moving. Jump on the bandwagon. Shout out to Squid. Shout out to Hood Punishers in Baltimore. Shout out to Starving Artists. You know what I'm saying? They shut it down all day, every day. This is how we do. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby man. You just got stamped on Lush Radio. Holler back at me. Stay tuned. Download. Comment. Rate the show. Call in. Find out the realness.
Uber-G's Little Flip Al Capone has now lost the building in a limo with Lush.
We out, baby.